from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the restive northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The Sunday evening attack also injured 5 people. 2 subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but officials suspect Boko Haram, a militant group which has killed more than 20,000 people during its 8-year insurgency against the Nigerian government in its attempt to create a strict Islamic state in the majority Muslim north. Maiduguri is the capital of the state of Borno and the birthplace of Boko Haram. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after 4 U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer both said they had been unaware of the substantial number of American troops in Niger. Graham said, "I didn't know there were 1,000 troops in the country." He said, "This is an endless war without boundaries and no limitation on time and geography." A powerful hurricane roared toward Japan's main island Monday, killing at least 2 people and bringing heavy rain to western Japan. The storm is classified as an intense Category 4. It's got winds of up to 198 kilometers per hour. It's on track to make landfall on the Pacific coast of central Japan before dawn on Monday. This is VOA News. Amid the turmoil in Spain's separatist-minded Catalonia region, 2 wealthy Italian regions voted overwhelmingly Sunday for more autonomy from Rome. Both referenda are non-binding, but the presidents of the region say the voices of their people give them a strong mandate and more leverage when they open talks with Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni. Leaders of both regions want to keep more tax revenue and have a greater say over such matters as education, immigration, security, and the environment. The referenda were held in Veneto, the northern region that includes the tourist haven of Venice, and in Lombardy, another northern region with the city of Milan as its main attraction. The presidents of both areas say more than 90% of those who cast a ballot voted in favor of more autonomy. India says it wants to know why its military chief was denied entry to the United States. The U.S. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia was summoned to the headquarters of the government to explain the situation. The Indonesian Armed Forces commander was preparing to board his flight to the U.S. with his wife on Saturday when his airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection had denied him entry. The general had been invited to a conference in Washington on extremist organizations by U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta said the general was unable to travel as planned, but said it was committed to resolving the issue and that the U.S. ambassador had apologized to the general. Israeli police have arrested 15 members of a Jewish extremist group for allegedly threatening to attack Arab men who date Jewish women. Benzi Gopstein, the leader of the group called Lehava, was ordered to remain under house arrest after a court appearance on Sunday. Most of the other members were released. Gopstein denied the charges, called them nonsense, insisted Lehava operates within the limits of the law. His lawyer blames those he calls leftists and reform Jews for pressuring police to act. Some Israeli politicians have called for Lehava to be branded as a terrorist group. Police say they arrested the 15 men after an undercover investigation into Lehava. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.